From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Iran is in a bad spot now that it is clear they are building another uranium-enriching facility.
Why didn't they allow IAEA inspectors in from the very beginning? This is part of a pattern of deception and lies on the part of the Iranians from the very beginning with respect to their nuclear program.
Gates warns if Tehran does not comply with international regulations, it will face the consequences. He was speaking today on CNN. Iran's reaction today from all the condemnation around the world was to test fire short-range missiles and conduct other military drills. Iran announced the test fires were successful and said it would respond to any military action in a crushing manner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has demanded tougher sanctions on Iran following the discovery of the underground site. Linda Gradstein reports.
Senior Israeli official said that Netanyahu spoke with senior members of the House and Senate, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, over the weekend, and said that more action must be taken to increase pressure on Iran and to impose crippling sanctions on the country. Netanyahu has repeatedly said that a nuclear Iran would be unacceptable for Israel, and that Israel would do whatever necessary, including a military strike, to stop that from happening. Israeli media reports said that Israeli intelligence knew about the facility for enrichment of uranium in Qom and that Israel took part in gathering intelligence on the facility. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Secretary Gates warns that failure in Afghanistan would be a huge setback for the U.S. He tells CNN that militants may perceive a withdrawal of U.S. forces as a victory. Gates says that would have catastrophic consequences in terms of energizing the extremist movement in Afghanistan. At least four people were wounded in Jerusalem's Old City today as Israeli police dispersed Palestinian demonstrators. Stones were hurled at Jews visiting sites regarded as holy by Jews and Muslims. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli police said Palestinians threw stones at Jews visiting the Temple Mount, known to Arabs as the Noble Sanctuary. Non-Muslims are permitted to visit the area, but police maintain tight control, especially around holidays such as Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, which begins at sunset today. Police said they used stun grenades to disperse the rioters, and the injuries were reported as light. Muslim pilgrims come from all over to visit the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site after Mecca and Medina. For Jews, the Temple Mount is home to biblical temples and is considered Judaism's holiest site. A visit by then-Likud party leader Ariel Sharon in 2000 sparked clashes that marked the beginning of years of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Angela Merkel is headed for a second term as the Chancellor of Germany. Her center-left challenger, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, has conceded defeat. This is NPR News. Roman Polanski has been arrested by Swiss authorities and could be extradited to the U.S. within days in connection with a sex crime back in 1977. Swiss police arrested the director when he arrived in Zurich to receive an honorary award at a film festival. Polanski had not been arrested when he visited Switzerland before. The 76-year-old pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse in 1978 with the 13-year-old girl. He then fled to France. Upon his return to the U.K. from the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown warned banks they will be punished if they continue to give bonuses not linked to performance. Larry Miller has more from London.
Prime Minister Brown claims some banks have not taken notice of the damage done by the bonus culture and are continuing with business as usual. Brown says Britain won't stand for that, and his government will introduce legislation within weeks to ban bank bonuses not linked to long-term performance and then punish any banks that continue to pay them. In Brown's words, enough is enough, that there'll be no return to the terrible old days when bonuses were based on speculation and short-term deals. Brown also says the UK is emerging from the recession as the result of stimulus measures and central bank action. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The government of Jordan says it's asking the U.S. for more information about a Texas terror plot involving a Jordanian citizen. Government spokesman Nabil al-Sharif says the Jordanian embassy in Washington has been in touch with the U.S. State and Justice Departments over the case against Hossam Smati. The 19-year-old was taken into custody last week in Dallas. He's charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.